Well, meanwhile, in China's tech manufacturing heartland, there's been a mix of anger and concern over the Trump administration's plans to target Chinese electronics with new tariffs. While the White House is waiting 2 months to detail exactly which Chinese imports to target, officials have singled out electronics, machinery and aeronautics. The US says China has been stealing intellectual property in those areas. But China has hit back with tariffs of its own and has vowed not to back down. Here's our China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Hua Qiangbei is the world's biggest electronics market. Sprawling over multiple malls, indoors and outdoors, it sells everything from the tiniest components to fully finished products. From LED tube lights to Bitcoin miners, motherboards to drones. It's a testament to China's leap from cheap electronics to cutting-edge tech. So potential US tariffs on Chinese products is a hot topic here. Chen Minmin is a wholesaler.
The people at my company's factory have been researching the tariffs, and for the moment, it doesn't look like there will be an impact. Of course, I'm worried. My orders for March are okay, but after that, it's hard to tell.
Over in the drone section, vendor Jin Moore says his business mainly relies on exports.
The export market for us is a little bit bigger than the domestic one, so it will affect us. People here are definitely concerned.
Not everyone here seems so concerned about the imminent trade war. Beat the Americans to death, says this man. We're not scared. Why? Because we're stronger than them. Indeed, China's domestic manufacturing market is in a much better place now to withstand American tariffs than it was a decade ago. As China's economy surged, manufacturers have increasingly turned their focus to the huge domestic market. But US tariffs would still take a bite out of China's growth, and the government is worried about job losses and potential unrest from even a small slowdown. Xu Sitao, an economist with Deloitte in Beijing, says the Trump tariffs are really aimed at pressuring China to lift protectionist restrictions on US companies.
Certain sectors in China are experiencing explosive growth, consumer-related service sector, healthcare, so for example. I think foreign companies, they also want to, they are eager to get a piece of action. At the same time, I think from their perspective, when you look at open societies, they're quite open, so Chinese companies can invest. But of course, in China, in many sectors, you need to have joint venture arrangement. So it's not being reciprocal. So I think the position in the US is, if you can do this in my country, I want you to have my company enjoy the same treatment in your country.
China's government says it doesn't want a trade war and warns both countries will suffer. But it's also launched its own retaliatory tariffs on $3 billion US dollars worth of American imports, including pork, wine and steel pipes. Both countries are delaying their respective tariffs to allow time for negotiations. But back at the Shenzhen electronics market, many people, like labourer Mr. Xu, believe the US is unfairly targeting China.
Americans aren't happy when they see Chinese get rich, are they? And that's the truth.
This is Bill Birtles in Shenzhen, southern China, for Saturday AM.